BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday's podcast. It's Bumbleo Wednesday. We speak to Tom the seat filler, who's going to the NTAs tonight. Me v Chris on Real or No Real. Those awkward moments at the dentists and opticians. And the campaign to have things named after me reaches a whole new level. Oh, Nico and Vins, am I wrong?
BBC
Radio
1.
Do you know, I think they did do a follow-up to that, but it's off my radar. I think they did.
They did do a follow-up, you're right.
No one cared, did they?
I cared, because I was a big fan of theirs.
I mean, you were massively into Nico and Vins. You actually liked them before they got mainstream.
Yeah, I was...
Couldn't be any more mainstream.
Which would have been great, because that would have been a real success story for me.
The very best of Nico and Vins. You might have even got the voiceover for it.
Do you remember once, I can't take the credit for it. Hugh Stevens played me a 1975 song, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's got all the new music. He knows what's going to be big.
Yeah, obviously. So, and also, he's got a good game with it because he obviously finds them first and then can take credit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He takes, I mean, he's not one to boast, but he can potentially take credit for a lot of big bands at the moment.
100% yes.
And rightfully so. But yeah, the 1975, he was in for you, I think it was, and played a fair amount of new introducing music.
Yeah.
He was introducing music, and that was one of them, 1975 Chocolate. And I remember thinking, this is ridiculous. This is going to be huge. I love this band so
straight
much,
away,
right?
Yeah.
So I started telling people as if I was a real muso.
You do this a lot, don't you, with your
friends? 1975 were going to be huge.
Yeah.
And they are huge now.
They are.
Try and take the credit for it sometimes.
Hang on, weren't we talking about this not on air, but the other day, where you said that you were telling all of your friends that something was going to be big?
No, I tell you what,
I came
up with the original concept of Tinder, but just never followed it through.
That was it?
I didn't know how.
No, but it was some music artist that you were telling all your friends in the pub in Pinner were going to be massive, and they just weren't.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Just take all the credit. Guys, I've got this new band for you might like. Lol that your friends think that you're the beacon of new music.
Oi, no, because now you're insulting me at times.
I mean, you're not the first person I would come to, Chris. But just own it. Take it as your own.
Yeah.
Does Hugh Stevens know you do this?
What?
Take the credit.
Basically text him for names and then pretend that I've discovered them.
Yeah.
I don't know
if
he does.
Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
They're best shot of Italy diddle.
That's Jason Derulo, Get Ugly on BBC Radio 1. Someone was like, did I just hear The Simpsons? I did actually add in Ned Flanders.
They did their best, shoddily, Italy, diddly.
Need to stop doing that because it's going to become a habit, I know it.
They think, no, but loads of people think it's actually part of the song.
Yeah, it's not.
The song is about Ned Flanders.
Yeah, they haven't sampled him, I put that in.
Diddly, 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 diddly. I can't get over that song.
Ridiculous. Why were you filming us doing it then?
Because whenever I hear that song, I have to do this weird sort of snake movement with my arm. Doodly, 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 doodly. I don't know why.
Say Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
No, you can't say it. That's another one of them words you can't say. Say mayor.
As in the mayor of where?
Mm.
The mayor of where?
Mayor.
Yeah, but I can never remember which way round it goes.
You say mayor.
Well, you say Derulo then. How
Derulo.
Do you say it properly?
Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
No, you're going too fast on the...
Jason Derulo.
No.
Jason Derulo.
Can't do it, can you?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, guys, I'm taking early requests for The Gap in Bumbleo today, if you're keen. Text me on 81199. Someone's been on saying, when you were talking about the song by The Automatic yesterday, this is Sam in Pontypridd. Can we have Chris singing What's That Coming Over the Hill? Is It a Ho? In The Gap today. Sure, we can sort that out. Any other requests of bits from the show that you'd quite like in the Bumbleo Gap today? Imagine if you're a new listener, you'd have absolutely no idea what's going on here. We play We played Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings on a Wednesday just because it's like halfway through the week.
Feel good song.
Yeah.
We once played it on a Wednesday. It felt good.
Yeah.
People were up for it. It sort of stuck and now we do shout outs and things throughout it.
Yes, we do.
Welcome along.
Yeah, welcome to the show. What else is going on today?
Oh, Mills, I've got something so exciting for you.
For me?
Yeah. I don't want to give away too much right now, but I'll be able to reveal all very, very soon.
How soon?
As in very soon.
What's going on?
Like within the next half hour. Right. But potentially brilliant.
Will I like it?
Yeah, if it happens, it will be one of the greatest things you've ever been given.
Now that you've mentioned it, I can see a lot of people kind of scurrying around. Is this to do with it? Like people coming in and saying things to you? And I'm not really supposed to hear. Okay,
well, I'll tell you in a bit.
You're going to tell me in a
bit? I'll tell you in a bit.
Tell me now!
Okay, right. So, you know, people have been naming stuff after you. Classrooms, all sorts. Shelves, all kind of nonsense like that.
Yeah, we did this last week.
I've got you the big time now. All right,
so you've got something named after me.
I've got you Fleet.
What do you mean?
I've got you Fleet. Name your favourite services.
Fleet.
I've got Fleet.
How have you got Fleet?
I haven't got time to go into it now.
My name on Fleet.
Next half hour, I've got you Fleet.
Fleet is on Fleet.
You'll be on Fleet.
That, no way.
Figure that out.
I can't get my head around that.
BBC Radio 1.
Me, Scott Mills, on Fleet.
I'll be able to explain, or I'm getting all the final like, it's happening now.
The service station halfway exactly between where I live and my mum's house.
I've got confirmations coming.
Oh, my word. What a time to be alive.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, last week... I'm sorry, was that you?
That's my chair, I'm sorry.
Is it though?
Yeah, it was.
We'll get some oil on that.
No.
So last week Chris came up with a thing of like getting my name out there more so that my legacy can live on even when I've gone.
Yeah.
From here.
And do you know what? People really responded. I've got to say, some of the suggestions that were coming in, it was people naming their cars.
Yeah.
People were trying to get meeting rooms in their workplace named after you.
People were sending in loads of pictures on Twitter and that. It kind of escalated again on Monday when a guy persuaded his girlfriend that they should call their house the Scott Mills Cottage. That's happened.
And it just kind of has gone up and up from there. And obviously, as time has gone on, some of the suggestions have got bigger.
Yeah.
And I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I've got someone very special on the phone for you right now.
Okay. Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Hi, it's Tracy. I'm from Welcome Break, and we look after Fleet Services.
Oh, my favourite of all the services, Fleet. It is good, isn't it?
It's fantastic. We love it. And after hearing about your recent campaign about naming many things after Scott Mills, we've decided that we would like to rename our bridge connecting Fleet South and North as the Scott Mills Bridge. We will officially open this next week.
Okay. The bridge.
The bridge.
I've been on that bridge so many times.
It's a lovely bridge. You should be proud.
The bridge, Scott.
Yeah.
You know, the one that connects the two services on both sides of the road.
I'm aware of it.
You can run across the road safely then.
Yes. This is incredible news. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Is there going to be a sign there or?
There will definitely be a sign. It will be officially named the Scott Mills Bridge. So you'll have a plaque on either side.
Will the Queen be unveiling this?
Maybe not the Queen, but someone very important. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Do you know what? We were talking about doing a joint birthday party at a service station, weren't we?
Oh, we could have it on the bridge.
We could do it there.
You could. We would help you have a birthday party at a bridge. We've got some lovely things we can feed you.
Imagine that. Birthday party at Fleet Services.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to make this happen. And then we can dance about on the bridge, Chris.
So it's, it's specifically the bridge that's been named after
it's
Scott.
All yours. Yeah.
All yours, Scott.
Okay, yeah, and will it be a permanent sign?
Yes.
So that it couldn't be replaced by someone else?
Well, we wouldn't want to replace you, would we?
Wow, okay, thank you.
So you're Scott, you're like, your name is on the linking part between the service stations going north and the service station going south.
South there.
You know, the gap in between is yours.
Yeah.
And where will this sign be?
Where will it be? It will be by the entrance.
this is, I mean, this is well cool. People will, is it fair to say people will flock to Scots Bridge?
I'm not quite sure that they will flock, but if they want to come to our motorway service then, services, then obviously they are more than welcome.
They can have selfies with it and that.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yep, they can tweet them. We'll tweet them back.
So it's still Fleet Services, but almost featuring the Scott Mills Bridge.
Kind of, yeah.
And you're only you're only minutes away from Basingstoke with all that has to offer.
Amazing
Stoke. Yes, but there's also a lot in Fleet Services too. So I'm sure when you go there, you'll have a great time.
Oh, we're going to have a great day out there.
Yeah, it's better than Winchester.
No way better.
I wouldn't like to comment.
It is way better.
Winchester's a bit dry. Yeah. No, not much going on.
Right, well, this is fantastic news and thank you so much.
You're very welcome. We're very proud to have you in our services.
We will be coming soon.
I'm really jealous. Is that weird? I'm jealous.
Maybe one day, Chris. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. I know. People say that to me.
You saw a lot. And you've sorted it out for me, Chris, so thank you very much.
Look, it's, yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And we'll be in touch soon.
Yes, look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. Have a great day.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got a bridge.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, were you expecting that?
No.
You didn't think it was the entire services I was talking about, were you? You raised an eyebrow at me.
Did I think the whole of Fleet Services would be named after me?
Like it'd be renamed.
A little bit, yeah.
Did you?
But that's okay.
Right.
It's a bridge, and it's a lovely bridge. I've had many a happy time on there.
Yeah, and what a great thing that, I mean, you could really read into it as well. Your bridge is linking one...
South and North.
South and North. You are the gap between that area...
South and the North.
And that other area.
It's great, isn't it? And I can't believe you managed to sort this.
I can't think of a better name to be associated with that idea.
Peter's been on saying, I live 5 minutes from Fleet Services. I'll be detouring on the way home to see Scott Mills Bridge. Local hero, thank you very much. The plaque isn't up yet. That's going up next week, I believe. We do need to do something from the plaque at some point, I think, whether it's an outside broadcast or, you know, just a visit and a quick Twitter picture, maybe.
It'd be nice to pay homage to it, wouldn't it? Maybe lay some flowers down or something.
Not flowers. That sounds
like
the wrong
thing. Whatever you do to send respect.
We'll just go there, I think. Here's the thing, because it's my bridge, can I put a toll on the either end of it?
well, yes, I guess so.
Enterprising, that's me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people have got bridge envy at the moment.
Something no one has ever said.
I don't think, I've been on here a while, I don't think I've ever started a sentence on Radio 1 with so many people have got bridge envy right now.
Can we make that the name of today's podcast?
Bridge envy. That's going to be tonight's podcast. Download it from the Radio 1 website.
You love it, don't you?
I am loving life.
I use that bridge. Do you know what? I've used that bridge all my life.
Yeah. So many people have done so many great things on that bridge.
I've got so many happy memories from that bridge. And it's amazing that it's your name that's going to be on it.
I know.
I really think you owe me now.
I do, actually. I need to sort you out. What would you like?
Well, generally, with us, it's about us getting revenge on each other for something. And it's nice that we would have something positive here to work on.
Yeah.
Because that's cool.
It is cool. So a stand at Watford FC, that's what you're asking for, is it?
I do.
Could be a hard one. Although I did see you were in the programme the other day.
I was in the match day programme.
Massive picture of you, mate, and not so big of... Who was the other person? Elton John. Yeah. Small picture of Elton. Big picture of you, Hornet.
Were you reading the match day programme, were you?
Someone tweeted a picture of it. That's how I saw it, actually. I know everything. Just remember that.
I know.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm having a really strange day, but I'm quite enjoying it. So I've got a bridge named after me on the service station on the M3. Did I tell you about the postcard that arrived today at my house?
No.
There's all it says, it's my address, it doesn't say my name on it, and it's like, hi, hello from Germany, hope you're well, and then some kisses. And there's a family on the front of the postcard I have never seen before in my life. There's a German flag behind them, so they're clearly in Germany. I don't know who these people are.
So is it some kind, so you definitely don't know the people?
I've never seen them in my life.
Obvious,
I know, honestly,
first question.
I don't know them.
Did you sniff the card? Was there any clues there?
No, why would I sniff it?
My third thought would then be, is there a clue in what they're writing on the back?
What, hello from Germany, hope you're well?
Is that all it said?
That's all it said. Who are these people? There's two kids and a mum and dad.
I'm just wondering what else that could mean.
Hello, if you're listening.
Is this a child of yours?
No. Hang on. No, sorry, three kids. I've taken a picture on my phone. Obviously, I can't share it. Three kids and a ginger mum and a dad and a picture of Germany behind them.
And it didn't say, Dear Scott.
No. So it might not be for me.
Well, it's definitely, I mean, it looks like those postcards that are genuine. It doesn't look like it's...
Yeah. You see that picture on my phone there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hmm.
They look like a lovely family, but I don't know.
Well, do you know what? Be happy they're having a lovely time.
They seem to be, yeah. Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, I love that. Absolutely faultless performance, not by the piano player, by Billy Martin.
Harsh.
No, sorry. I mean, there must be so much pressure when you're like, I'm probably on Radio 1 for the first ever time. And you're like, oh, no, I've messed it. I've messed it up.
Mills, it was one or two notes.
I know. I just really noticed it. But it was a great session. I really enjoyed it. And generally, I mean, a couple of bad notes, a couple of bum notes between friends. Who cares, you know? That was Billy Martin and Bird from Radio 1's Future Festival last night. If you want to see all of the performances, don't look at me disappointed face. There were a couple of bum notes in there. I'm saying.
Do you know what? I really enjoyed that.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, her voice took away from the fact that... No, I'm joking.
What's wrong with you? You've just had a bridge named after you, right?
Just a couple of notes in there, I noticed, that's all. I'm just being honest. What do you mean to say? It was faultless, it wasn't faultless. There was a couple of bum notes in there.
Making it sound like it was Fuse ODG's cover in the live lounge.
No, nothing would be worse than that. All of the sets from Radio 1's Future Festival are available to watch on Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer right now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay. Are we ready, guys?
I'm so up for it today, Scott.
It's Wednesday. You know what that means, don't you? Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Wednesday.
Yes. What's that coming over the hill? Is it a hoe?
That was good from yesterday's show, Chris. I want to play again.
What's that coming over the hill? Is it a hoe?
Brucey?
Chin up, everybody loves a happy face. Wear it, share it, it'll brighten up the darkest place. Twinkle, sparkle, let a little sunshine in. You'll be on the right side, looking at the bright side, up with your chinny chin chin.
Tune.
This is Constance. Your family can take a chocolate, they eat the chocolate, and then they can put the wrapper inside the bin in the middle of the box. So your family could still be lazy and but yeah. You have a tidy chocolate box still.
Yeah.
Okay. And because they've just signed a new record deal. You stay Reggie and Bonnie. Forever
young. Have they?
Yeah. May you
stay Simon
Cowell. Simon Cowell. Forever young.
Yes, Gaga.
Yes!
Bambolea.
Here we are then. Where are you? 81119. Bumbling like a trio of salads in their diggers. Dan, Wayne, and James. Bailey the dog impressed as bumbling his tail off. Lucy off of Bolton bumbling in her snowy cold wellies on a field walking dogs.
Yes. Happy happy birthday, Bumble-O, to Laura.
Yes. What better way to spend your birthday? Sam from Rugby, checking vehicles at the gatehouse.
Ooh.
And Ben bumbling his yokes off in his egg van in Cheltenham. Come on, everyone, let's have it.
Diggity, diggity.
Diddly, 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 diddly.
That's the word.
Diddly, 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 diddly.
Anybody else? Oh, yeah, bumbling with my nan in hospital. Oh, that's Rachel in Essex. Will somewhere in Centre Parks in the longest forest ever. I think he means it's just big. Joe in Enfield, bumbling in her new kitchen. Gavin Manchester says, yes, I needed this. Tom driving to go caving in Cumbria. This is his first ever live bumbling because normally gets podcast.
Happy there.
40 of those.
Yes. Any more?
Anonymous person is busy at school doing a Photoshop and Zac Efron turning him into a girl.
Okay.
However you spend your time.
Will in Cornwall is pulling his dung. In a dung truck there. Danny in Middlesbrough has been on. Just got his yellow pages through his postbox, Pert. In Stoke, bumbling away, and Laura, and also Sam and Jim in Chelmsford.
Blazing!
Forever young.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. It's just gone 10 to 3. Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Tom. The seats are left for the NTAs tonight.
Yes, Tom. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Are you?
Yeah, really good. You must be excited.
I'm so excited. I'm like, I can't wait. I really can't wait.
So Tom's our listener who is a seat filler at tonight's NTAs, which is going to be on telly. So when famouses go to the toilet, he gets to sit in their seat so it doesn't look empty on TV.
That's me.
Got your outfit all ready?
I have. I'm actually, in about an hour or so, I'm going to start ironing it, make sure it's all nice and neat and tidy.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-match nerves?
No, I'm really excited about it, to be fair. I'm not nervous at all.
Whose seat do you hope that you get to sit in tonight?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Anyone you fancy a bit?
I'd have to say Mark Wright, I think.
Right. This is weird, because I honestly thought that you were going to say Mark Wright, and then you said it.
No, that is weird.
Out of everybody, I was thinking Mark Wright. Why is that?
You're the new Dynamo, Scott.
That's weird.
That is weird.
I knew that you were going to say that. That's freaking me out. Anyway, let's hope you get to sit in Mark Wright's seat tonight, yes?
Oh, I'd love that.
That'd be well good. So it must be chaos. Like, I imagine there's a load of you all just waiting, and then surely everyone goes to the toilet at roughly the same time. Surely the adverts come on, and then generally everyone goes.
Yeah, because I can imagine. It's like, what I'm thinking is, what happens like when, let's say, EastEnders win the big soap award, do I have to fill all them seats with everybody?
Yeah. Also, another dilemma, let's say EastEnders win the award, but Shane Ritchie hasn't come back from the toilet. Do you celebrate as if you've won?
I'm going to walk if I have to.
Yeah, I think you have to. You have to be like, yeah, we won! And you have to make it look like you're in EastEnders.
I could do that. I can easily do that. Pretend I am.
Also, you just said that EastEnders have won the award. You don't know any plot spoilers, do you?
No, I don't. No. Just off the top of my head, say EastEnders do.
Right, okay. But you don't know the winners?
No, I don't know.
I'm fascinated by your job tonight.
Mm.
Seriously, I'm going to be watching it just looking out for you. How are we going to spot you, by the way?
Well, I could send them a picture of my outfit as soon as I'm ready.
You're going to look the same as everyone, aren't you? No, but all due respect, you're going to look smart, but everyone in there looks smart. I think if the camera finds you, I think you just... Cheeky wink.
Just a little wink, please, to the camera. If you see the red light on the camera, just wink it for us.
Wink and rub your right ear.
Right, wink. Wink on my left and then rub my right ear. We'll
yeah.
do that.
Okay, is that possible to do? Yeah, I've just checked. Okay, happy seat filling.
And, yeah, enjoy watching it.
We will. Remember, wink and a rub.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And we've got a lot to speak about tomorrow, so we'll call you.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. I'll look forward to it.
I want all of the gossips.
I'll make sure you get all the gossips.
Speak to you tomorrow. Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. One.
So Gigi Hadid has got Zayn Malik as her phone screensaver.
Has she?
Yeah. That's what you do when you're like newly in love, right?
Well, it depends what the picture is, of course.
Well, as she arrived in Paris, she's clutching her phone, she gets papped, and there's Zayn's massive face on the screen in quite an arty, like, black and white shot there. Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Hi, Scott, it's David.
Hi, David, how can I help?
Yeah, you know how you were talking about opticians the other day?
We were talking about dentists and opticians yesterday and how you do get really close to them, don't you?
Yeah.
I was asking the question, has anyone ever got off with their dentist or optician? No response to that. It was a non-starter, that one, wasn't it?
Strange thing to admit to, though.
I know. I mean, there must be someone listening now. Come on, 81199.
Yeah,
you can tell us.
No, but you're asking for liars now, because there were a couple yesterday, but they were definitely lying.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, oh, I got off with my dentist.
Right, yeah. They've just watched too many films. But we were saying the optician is probably the closest you can get to somebody without actually kissing them.
Yeah.
Go on then, what's your story?
Yeah, so my story started, it was last year, and I'd never had my eyes tested properly before. I think the last thing was like primary school. So
yeah.
I was 22 last year. So it was a long time not to get your eyes tested.
So you kind of forget what it's like, don't you?
Do you know what? I don't remember at all. No idea what to expect and everything like that. So,
right. So it's kind of like your first time.
Yeah, you know you're going to have to read some letters off a wall.
Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff. And then, so me and Adele had this wee bed that I don't have 20/20 vision.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a wee appointment to prove her wrong. Dondered down at my wee shopping centre and go to the opticians. And I'm waiting outside, no idea what to expect. And this kind of stern woman kind of opens the door type thing.
Yeah, scary, aren't they? They're quite scary, some of them.
Yeah, she was quite...
They are, though.
Quite,
why?
They're quite kind of...
Do you mean because of the lab coats?
Yeah, they're quite headmistressy.
Mm-hmm, this one was very headmistressy. I think the glasses and stuff like that.
Yeah, got you.
Screamed that. So she kind of sets me down and she gives me the wee lecture about, like, you know, you should get your eyes tested more regularly, all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
So she gets the equipment out, you know, kind of reads the lines, all that, and the bloody glasses, kind of better or worse, all that sort of stuff goes on.
Stop. Better, worse.
Yeah, that always happens. You wear these funky glasses and they keep dropping different lenses in. They say, better, worse. And it, like, do you know the ones I mean, Scott? Mm. They look really mechanical.
Yeah.
This is before they make you read the letters off the wall.
Are they the ones where it gives you massive eyes?
Yeah. I think from the outside, you look ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you are. You're saying better or worse. Then what?
So she then kind of removes all this equipment away from me and she comes up in her little stool. She kind of wheels herself towards me.
Yeah.
You know, she's got her thighs kind of near my thighs.
I wasn't expecting that.
So she kind of gets her little torch thing and she shines it into my eyes. She's telling me to look left and right and look in the middle. And as I'm kind of looking in the middle, I'm staring like directly into her eyes. And I can feel like her breath like on my cheek. Like that's how close she is.
So she's staring directly into your eyes.
This is like she's saying stare forward. So she's telling me to stare into her eyes.
She's got the little torch in her eyes staring at you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's just a strange situation to be in. Probably one of the strange situations I've been in a while. And then, so I just start uncontrollably laughing at that point. I think I can't hold the eye contact anymore. It's gone too far. So I think my head just lolled down and tears were starting to come.
It's the funniest thing. I don't understand why it's so funny when someone is right in your face with a little torch in their eye and they're kind of moving from side to side. They look like a robot from your point of view because they're right in your face and you just, it's like one of their eyes is alight. It's the funniest thing.
Yeah, so
did you properly lose it then?
Yeah, I'd completely lost it. I think she kind of tried to explain like, oh, it's fine, this is normal, this sort of thing happens, like as if she wasn't getting annoyed, as if she didn't have appointments after me. She was annoyed. I think after about 5-10 minutes of me just uncontrollably, like it was tears rolling down my face, like into my hands type thing, and I just had to get out of there. So she kind of like just put the light on it. She didn't really say anything. She just kind of looked at me, and I just walked straight. I don't know if she was expecting me to kind of calm down, but I was out of there at that point.
Did you see her again?
No, I didn't see her again.
I thought this was going to be one of those I got off with my optician stories. It was heading that way.
Nope. Never saw her again.
You just couldn't deal with the proximity, could you?
No.
You just found it funny?
Breath on cheek.
It's too funny, yeah.
You know, the other thing with the opticians, I don't know if you found yourself doing this, but you can read the big letters generally, and then it becomes a challenge for yourself. So then you're properly squinting to try and get to the really, really small letters.
That would suggest bad eyesight.
And then there's always one or two that I just guess.
No, no, you're not supposed to guess. You just say, I can't read those. And then that's how they're testing your eyes.
Because I think they say, go as far as you can with it.
Yeah, but then if you can't see it, you just say you can't see it. Otherwise, you're getting the wrong glasses, mate.
But I don't know why you feel that. I feel the need to carry on.
No. Who guesses? No. Right, good to speak to you, David.
Thanks very much, Scott. Thank
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, guys, so it's me against Chris today. It doesn't happen very often, but I like it when it does on Real or No Real. So I get to play the game. So I don't know the answers for a change, and we're just going to guess it out. Let us know how you get on at home.
There's a new app that allows you to scan and identify a celebrity's face if you don't know who they are.
So what position are you ever going to be in where you're in front of a celebrity that you don't know the name of but you know is a celeb and you can convince them to stand there whilst you scan their face?
Yeah, you do. Sometimes you see people and you're like, is that a celebrity or not? But it is a bit rude if you just go up to them in the supermarket and go, ah, and scan their face with the app, isn't it?
Do they need to be there or can it be a picture in a magazine?
Invasion of personal space. Well, here's what I think it is and or I hope it is. You know when you're watching like a show on TV and you're like, what have they been in before? And you cannot place it. So what you do is just like pause it, get your app out, take a picture of their face, and it just recognises them. A bit like a Shazam of the face.
I get you. Also, I'll tell you where it's good, is the picture round of pub quizzes.
Sorry, I should have said Wazam there, of
yes,
course.
Yes, of course. The picture round of pub quizzes. Someone tweeted me the other day from, I think it was Stokesley Young Farmers, were doing a pub quiz. I was in one of the pictures, the picture round, but they kind of threw shade on me a little bit because they were saying they were really proud that they had got it right because no one else knew who I was.
Not one, no.
Obviously, which is understandable. But what I'm saying is that's where the app could really come in handy if you did want to cheat a pub quiz.
But you're star of E4 Chris Stark.
Star of E4 Chris Stark.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very surprised at that. Okay, so, I mean, it could be a number of different things, but they're saying that this app allows you to scan a celebrity's face if you don't know who they are.
I think this, do you think this would be useful? Also, if it worked like Wazam, there'd be a chart.
Yeah.
So ultimately, you'd be able to see who the most Wazammed celebrity is, which is almost kind of insulting to them.
I think if it was my idea of putting it up against the screen to see who they are, fine. I think actually in person is a very much an invasion of their personal space. So I'm saying... No, actually, I'm saying real.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Yes. Okay, right. It says that it is no real, but Jeremy Vine tweeted that it would be a great idea yesterday, like a Wazam. For people you don't know on TV, that's a really good idea, actually. Mm. Invent it. Quick, Jeremy. And next.
Instagram have released an update that makes it easier to see if the person you fancy is following you.
Oh.
Straight to phone. Notice there.
I just did get a text there, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So it's actually quite hard to see who follows you on Instagram at the moment.
Yeah, that's the problem I find with Instagram is it's really hard to pick out. Like, do you follow me on Instagram?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, on Twitter, it's really easy to see. So it's kind of like, it's like especially with colleagues around here, like Greg and you and people like that, it can be quite insulting if we don't follow each other. It looks like shade.
Do you often go through your followers list?
Yes, actually, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay, why is that?
Because this very reason, I was trying to work out who follows me. So that I can follow some people back. Because I haven't... Do you know what? I've not been on Instagram ages and ages.
No,
you know some people have done thousands of posts.
Yeah.
I've not actually done that many compared to...
Same.
So But it seems to me it is very difficult to tell who's following you. Also, you don't want to waste loads of follows on people who don't follow you back.
The only way to do it is to go through your entire followers list, isn't it, and see?
Well, that'd be quite long.
That is long.
So this would be useful if it's real.
Yeah. So I guess it'll be like... You know when you go on Twitter and it says, you click on them and it says so-and-so follows you, something like that. I think it's a good idea and I think real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Yes. So this did not exist before now. But when you search someone, you will be able to see if they follow you or not, like it does on Twitter. No more scrolling through that followers list for ages. What a time saver. And finally,
until last year, pop sensation Taylor Swift thought that Ariana Grande was a font.
That's really good. It does sound like a font, doesn't it?
It does. Like Times New Roman?
Mm.
She thought it was like Comic Sans.
Yeah.
It does sound like a font.
I think all fonts sound like X Factor act names.
They do. Windings!
Windings. Windings is a good one.
Ariel Black! So, this can't be, like,
Bauhaus 93! Sorry, I've got a list in front of me now.
All right, okay, good.
Britannic Bold. Sorry,
Do you think that's what they do? They literally go through Microsoft Word. Hey, sorry, that's not who.
It's a great way to choose a band name.
It really is.
Pick a font.
Wingdings. okay. Taylor Swift is like the queen of all the pop stars right now, but surely she's not in her bubble that much that she doesn't know other pop stars like Ariana Grande.
Exactly. That, or she's just trying to be really insulting.
Yeah. And I don't think she'd do that because she's our leader.
It's funny.
I want it to be true.
It could be a Swifty joke. So I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real. She must know.
That one is no real.
No. Yeah, completely made up. I like it when it gets play. What are the scores, please?
Well, it's a draw. 20 apiece.
Oh, how boring.
Yeah.
I'd like to win this at one point.
We could, I don't know, wrestle.
I'm all right, thanks, son. The Scott Mills Daily. Those are Wednesday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.